The Morning Madhouse.
Fire up my soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
That's who we are. It's Power 98 WPG. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right in 92. With a 30% chance of rain, showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Watch out for those pop-up showers. 72 degrees if you're leaving the house right now. And, of course, if you're leaving the house right now, 6:04, 4 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is time to check it out. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Today is being brought to you by Houston and the National Battle of the Bands. Hosted by yours truly September the 1st in Houston at NRG Stadium. Hey, I want y'all to join me. So listen, Power 98 wants you to win this flyaway, this grand prize flyaway to Houston. All you got to do is log on to power98fm.com for your chance to qualify and win. Power 98 is going to take care of your hotel, your flight, give you tickets for the step show, and for the Battle of the Bands. All you got to do is log on to power98fm.com or nationalbattleofthebands.com for your chance to fly away with me to Houston to check out the National Battle of the Bands. All right, today Larry is mad at the police. The police down in Galveston, Texas. I know a lot of y'all have seen this picture that surfaced on yesterday and over the weekend of two officers on a horse and a black man being led down the street by a leash as they were walking him to the police precinct. What happened was the young man was charged with trespassing. That's what he was charged with. His family has come out and said that he's a homeless person. He suffers from mental illness. However, the police say they've dealt with him on several different occasions. Say he's really not a irate individual, but they were on horses when they were called, and they came out. They had to arrest the young man, and when they arrested him, their policy is not to allow the person that is being arrested to ride on the horses. So they arrested him, put him in handcuffs, and then the leash that you see in the picture is tied to the handcuffs, and they walking them down the street. Somebody captured the picture, and it looks very terrible, because it is very terrible. In 2019, you are arresting a person and walking them down the street with a leash. Are we living in the 1800s? And if you know anything about Galveston, Texas, do you know this is the same city in Texas that did not allow their slaves to be free after, you know, it had passed that slaves were free for 2 years? This is where Juneteenth comes from, is from Galveston, Texas. However, the police chief has spoke out about this and said he really felt like his officers did nothing wrong. However, they will be reviewing their policy, but the officers will not face any disciplinary actions. My thing is, y'all ain't got no damn police cars. Y'all ain't got no police cars in Galveston, Texas. And how far did y'all make this man have to walk down the street on a leash? Whoop, man, how long this policy's been in place? That's what I'm mad about. How long has this policy been in place, and why haven't we seen any other pictures of anybody else of any other race walking down the street tied to a leash? Then, if that was the case, then I might believe that this is y'all policy and this is what y'all do. They did apologize and said they meant no malintent. However, I wish this was satellite radio. I call BS because Y'all knew what was going to happen if somebody took a picture of this. Y'all already knew. Y'all knew what was going to happen. And police chief, for you to say the officers are going to face no disciplinary actions because this is your policy, come on, man. That is straight BS. Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Coming up, our next hashtag, hashtag MH Great Debate. Find out what we're debating up next. It's Power 98 Cowboy Envy Me. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 72 degrees. Today's high is going to be right in the 92. Watch out for those pop-up showers after 5 o'clock this afternoon. And y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse.
It's time for that Madhouse Great Debate, which is being brought to you by the Erykah Badu and Goody Mob Concert. They're coming to the Queen City at the Bojangles Coliseum on Friday, October 4th. Go to power98fm.com for more details. All right. Using the hashtag MH Great Debate, today we would like to know, do you think Diddy is wrong for allegedly dating his son Justin's ex-girlfriend, Lori Harvey. Is he wrong? They've been spotted, and they were just recently spotted in Italy having lunch together. They've been spotted out before, so the rumor is that they are now dating.
Well, first, do you believe the rumor? Do you believe the rumor that they're dating, and do you think that they're wrong?
Yeah, I believe wherever there's smoke, it's fire. Yes, I believe the rumor. Yes, I believe he's wrong.
Yeah, I agree. I do believe that they are dating. I think what sealed it for me was seeing the pictures of them together in Italy with her parents and how they were hugged up and things like that. I do believe that they are dating, and I do think it's wrong. I do think it, I personally have a very strict rule about dating the exes of family and friends. I do not do it.
I'm pretty sure you wouldn't date the ex of your mama.
Yeah, but I like. But there are people out here that do it. Mm. There are people out here that do it. Especially if you know they receive the blessing. Like I have actually been in a situation where my friend has said my ex likes you, and I'm absolutely cool with you dating him. And I'm like, no. There are people that don't mind that or whatever.
Right.
But yes. I have a strict rule.
Jessica,
but I got to
the plot.
I got.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I got two things on this. One, I don't believe they're dating. I think P. Diddy is probably trying to convince her to get back with his son. I think P. Diddy is he makes moves differently. So that part, I don't think they're dating. I think people are just jumping the gun because it's Diddy. She's a pretty young lady and blah, 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 blah. I don't think they're dating. However, if they were dating, I wouldn't see anything wrong with it if Diddy did exactly what you said, Ms. Jessica. If he and his son had a real conversation about it and he gave his blessing, then I think it's okay. He gave me the okay, so then it's all right. That's the only way I would think it was okay. Other than that, no. But if his son said, hey, that is cool, go ahead, do your thing, and if they wasn't that serious or whatever it was, either way, if his son gave him the blessing, it's cool.
Now, you know what question we're not asking? Is Lori wrong?
She's a grown woman. She's single. She can do what she want to do.
Well, so what's the difference then? Why are we asking if Diddy wrong?
I think that it's a difference because it's Diddy's son.
Yeah.
I think it's Diddy's son.
I mean, Diddy's
but
grown
it's
too.
But one girl. They're dating both of them. Or, allegedly.
Yeah, but Lori isn't dating her daughter's ex.
Right. So
Diddy is dating his son's ex.
But she dating her ex's daddy. It's the same thing.
You know they like them older men.
What she want
to
do?
She not related to either one of them?
Yeah. I mean, hey. I don't think that.
I mean, I wouldn't do what she. I wouldn't do what she's doing either. I'm not particularly a fan of that either. But I mean, I think it's a. I think it holds a little bit more weight because this is actually Diddy's son.
Right.
I think both of them are wrong.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I agree, Bert. What do you think? Log on to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, and at I Am Burpee, or drop it on our voicemail 704-227-8780.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B on the way inside the madhouse. Working with Wednesday, we got a working lady from BET, man. You know, she's one of the judges on BET's brand new show, The Next Big Thing. They stole it from the madhouse. It's okay, though. she's going to be joining us inside the madhouse. Find out, you know, what does she look for in the judge? What type of talent they're looking for? And when does the show drop on BET? That's coming up for you this hour inside the madhouse. Right about now, we're about to check this madhouse voicemail. And what are they talking about, Ms. Jessica?
You know, yesterday we were talking about that video that dropped with Marshawn Lynch and that mother at football camp, talking about that. Also talking about that list of the top 50 rappers of all time. Do they agree with it or not? And we are still talking gun control as Mr. What the Hell is back on the line, and he's chiming in about that.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Yeah, man, this your boy Rome. I was calling in and talk about that list. Yo, that list is straight garbage. I don't know who came up with that, but they need to own up to it and claim that list, yo, so they can take these L's.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm leaving my input on the top 10 list. Yeah, it is a jacked up list, but I do got a question, though. Like, I wanted for Burpee. Like, oh, well, not even for Burpee, but in general, like, what are the lists going off of? Are they going off of sales? Are they going off of, well, they can't go off of sales, but Joe Budden, number three, like Jessica said, he was one hit wonder.
Good morning. This is Wendy. I've seen the list, and my opinion, I think number one should have been Tupac. That's just my opinion, and I don't even care about the rest.
I'm calling from Charlotte area, and as far as the Marshawn Lynch football incident, I think that he was a little unprofessional in that setting to curse at children in a family or a camp atmosphere. I totally understand how it is in football and drills and what you would normally expect, but I think he might have had to tone it down just a little bit because it is a family camp.
Y'all are making these kids soft. They should. Everybody gets a trophy now. It's not first, second, or third. Everybody gets a participation trophy. I'm old school, and he was right by cussing those kids out.
Hey, good morning, Madhouse. This is DJ Dirt. I just want to throw my opinion out there about that video and the football camp. Basically, yeah, it's a camp. It wasn't a real game, but check it. You're trying to get the atmosphere of what it would really be like to be a part of that team, be a part of a team, and that's what comes with it. Get up, get down, or go home.
What the hell? I was in the barber shop Saturday, and shots rang out somewhere near the barber shop. All I knew is I had to tuck and roll. These fools need to realize bullets ain't got no damn eyes. They can hit and kill anybody. But to answer y'all question, I think the government should regulate all assault rifles. Actually, they need to ban them from the United States of America. But it's amazing how I watched the second dumbest president, George W. Bush, address the nation the same day we got attacked on September 11th. This orange bastard in the White House today had two terror attacks happen less than 24 hours, and this motherfucker sent out a tweet. Really? A goddamn tweet? If that don't show y'all nothing, y'all motherfucker driving a Stephen Wonder goddamn Charles.
Calm down, son. Calm down. You got it on your mind. Let it off. 704-227-8780. On the way inside the Madhouse, we're talking to Miss Tina Davis from BET's Next Big Thing.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners.
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And of course, y'all know it is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Yep. Turn that music off, Larry. Larry, turn that music off and cut mine on. It's Worship Wednesday, and today's word is being brought to you by Pastor Real. Why they call me Pastor Real, Shark?
Because you keep it 100.
100. Keeps it real. Today's word is keep it in the family. It's inspired by Sean Combs and the Bad Boy family. See, the rich stay rich, Larry, because they do what? I say the rich stay rich, Larry, because they do what?
They keep it in the family.
They keep it in the family.
Yeah, the bloodline's strong.
You can't get mad at your kids for making mistakes. You got to show them how to do it. Case in point, Justin Combs.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy Combs.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Harvey. See, people mad at Diddy because they think he's taking what Justin had. Maybe Justin was like, I don't know what to do with it. Daddy, can you show me how it's done? Keep it in the family.
Let me show you, son. Let me show you.
Diddy, this is very Diddy inspired. think about Bad Boy Records, Larry. Mm-hmm. They signed Christian Combs. Call him King Combs. He's another one of Diddy's offspring. Now, when Diddy died, Christian gonna run Bad Boy. But they signed him to put out an album. That is a double whammy, Larry. You know how the rich stay rich. Keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family.
Now, we here at the Morning Madhouse, we are a radio family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Larry, you would say, Jessica, you would say that we are a radio family, correct?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Me neither. I'm scared. Now.
Well, Larry, since we're a radio family.
I'm going to go with coworkers.
I think I'm leaning that way, too. I'm see where.
No, we're a radio family in here. We're a church family and radio family. So, Larry, when your wife gets upset with you, send her my way.
Okay. Yeah, we family.
So we can keep it in the family.
Is that what we're going to do? I tell you what, Pastor Real.
Shut your mouth while the pastor is preaching.
I can't say that.
DJ Shaw! We're a radio family, right?
Yes, family!
No, I'm just part-time.
It don't matter what's going on, Shaw. When your woman is upset with you, send her Larry's way so we can all keep it in the family.
Keep it in the family!
Jessica!
Wait, what you got? I was with you.
Now, Jessica, we family.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your friends might go through situations that you might not necessarily be able to help them out with. Mm-hmm. They might need to have it, how do you say, they might need to get it knocked down. Send them my way, Jessica.
I'm going to send my male friends your way.
No, and hell no.
And those the Beverly Stars. Think about it.
What you thought?
This is WPEG, Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire up my soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
I don't understand what's wrong with my male friends.
Yeah,
not the male ones, the female friends.
Nah, Pastor, nah, you got to take them all.
Send them this way, line them up, and knock them down.
Depend on the pastor.
And Pastor Real, he want them all.
And Pastor Eddie Long ain't hearing them all.
Another Bel Air, the Morning Madhouse coming up. We're going to let y'all shine. Y'all know how we do it in the 7 o'clock hour. Right about 7:05 this morning, you can check in and let us know who you letting shine, who is on your shine list, who is doing something good, and who's doing something good in your life, and who life you did something good in. Beyonce, Fat Man Scoop, Before I Let Go Remix. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98.
You make me happy. Oh, no.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. How the day of the Queen City is going to be right near 92. And, of course, you know what time it is, man. It's time we let you shine. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. We want to spread some of that positivity in a negative world. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to yo daddy!
Trying to let shine.
I want to let my kids daddy shine.
You better say it right.
I didn't say it right.
No, you did.
Antonio Murphy is the best father ever, and I just want to tell him thank you.
Man, you know what? That's what I'm talking about right there. That's how you do it. If you don't do it, that's how you do it.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting that light shine on?
I'm going to let the light shine on Power 98 because I'm coming to the last block party. Y'all going to let me perform my hit single, Hot Girl Wine. This is Charlotte's very own, Buzz City Day.
Jessica, is he on your list? I don't know.
I don't have a list. I don't make a list of the performers. So.
I mean, we got a list of the performers over there.
I want his confidence to shine.
I like him. Yeah, he might know something we don't. Buzz Citizens, hey, do your thing, bitch. Dog, do your thing. Good morning. Who you letting shine?
Yeah, good morning. Gang, back a line, Scrap G. Shout out the whole East Side. Wake up and get it in. Yeah, early bird is the word.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Let shine my daughter.
What's her name? Go on in. What's she doing?
Her name Belinda Bates.
And what Belinda
and what's
doing?
She doing?
Well, she helped everyone, including me. Anyone that she can help, she helped me. And I'm proud of her.
That's all right.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. I want to take this time out to let shine my uncle, Charles W. W. Whitfield. Man, went over to the Levine's Children's Hospital on yesterday. It was a young man in there by the name. They call him DJ No-No, a.k.a. DJ Young Kid. Said he never had a pair of Jordans. So I contacted my big uncle, Charles Whitfield, and Jordan Brand. And they made sure, the young man's birthday was actually Monday. Made sure that he got his first pair of Jordans on yesterday. It was so dope to go over there and deliver those to him and watch that young man really bask in the glory of having his first pair of Jordans in at the Levine's Children's Hospital. And shout out to the whole staff over there. And we'll actually be back over there. We go over there a lot, but we'll be back over there in December for the big radiothon. So shout out to them. And just shout out to the whole staff over there at Levine's Children's Hospital. Y'all shine! And I got to salute this, man. The Ohio State TBT basketball team. If you basketball players out there and y'all follow the tournament, you know it's a $2 million basketball tournament where your team can play in this tournament. You play absolutely free. And the winner takes home $2 million and is split up amongst the players. Team Ohio State won last night and they got $2 million and they got the money right after the game. Can you imagine that? You get so it's split up so like every player makes about $100,000 per player. or $150,000 per player. Some players make a little more because that's how it's broken down. The coaches get paid, the assistant coaches get paid, but you get your money right after the game, baby. They send you a cash app.
I ain't mad about
they
that.
They send them boys a cash app right after the game.
Not mad at all.
I gotta get me a team in that. I got to get a team in that. I need this money. Coming up, Miss Justice got the Know the Neighbor news for you. That's on the way. Coming up right around 7:24 is Pot 98.
No Limit Larry.
It's your boy Young Kingpin and Elijah the Young Prophet's got a new smash hit. Make sure you stream and download it.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, August 7th, being brought to you by Cheers to the Summer. Log on to power98fm.com and register for your chance to win the Cheers to the Summer Weekend Beach Getaway, being brought to you by Cheer Wine Soft Drinks. And Toya Brown has been behind bars since she was 16 years old. 15 years later, she is waking up a free woman. Brown was released from prison overnight. No media was present. According to her lawyers, she wants time for privacy and to transition before she makes herself available to the public. Now, she was tried as an adult and convicted of first-degree murder, first-degree felony murder, and aggravated robbery after killing a man that hired her for sex. She claimed self-defense. 2 years after the crime, she was sentenced to life in prison. She would not have been eligible for parole until she served at least 51 years behind bars. Rihanna was seen hanging out with her father, Ronald Fenty, at the annual Crop Over Festival in Barbados on Monday. The pictures of the two hanging out at the parade showed Ronald hugging and kissing his daughter on the cheek. This comes after the singer sued her father and business partner for their company, Fenty Entertainment LLC, for fraudulently misrepresenting to third parties and the public that they could book Rihanna and act on her behalf back in January. You want to see those pictures of her and her daddy? I have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Congratulations to Tyler, the Creator. Two of his songs, Earthquake and See You Again, have officially been certified platinum, giving the rapper his first two solo platinum certifications. Congratulations. The list of top 50 rappers of all time has created quite a stir, and Wale thinks that someone was left off that list. Him. He took to social media to proclaim, "I am one of the greatest rappers of all time. There, I said it." And then he went and backed up his statement with more proof. Tiffany Haddish, Blair Underwood, and
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Britt Morris have been added to the cast in the new Netflix series about Madam C.J. Walker. Octavia Spencer has already been confirmed to play C.J. Walker. No word on a release date for the film just yet. Jussie Smollett wants the city of Chicago's lawsuit against him thrown out. The actor filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit they filed against him to get back the cost to investigate the alleged attack months ago. According to Smollett, the city had no business suing him because even if he lied, no one could have foreseen the amount used to spend on the case. Yeah. Happy birthday to David Mann. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98. All right. That's your granddaddy. David Mann birthday today. That's my dude right there, Mr. Brown. That's your granddaddy. All right, man. Coming up, you got to tell me what Miss Jessica said about Wale. Wale proclaimed what? What did Wale proclaim? According to Miss Jessica, 570-WPEG. First calling through correct answer, you going to the Universal Circus. Charlotte's plugs, Power 98.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media.
Come on.
At station that's making you a winner.
Power 98.
All right. Nolan Larry in the morning, Madhouse. Time for that 740 question of the morning being brought to you by U.S. Auto Sales. Better vehicles, simple financing, all available at U.S. Auto Sales. Check it out at power98fm.com. All right, man. You know, they just dropped this. We don't know who dropped the list of top 50 rappers of all time. So we want to ask you your personal favorite. I mean, it's not about rappers. It is, what is your personal favorite album of all time? It could be hip hop or R&B. What is your favorite? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
Your favorite album of all time. I'm talking about, it could be old school, it could be new school, it could be now. Your favorite album of all time. Like this, if you had one album, you had one album left on earth, and this is your only album, and you want to be buried with this album. Like, this is it. You can't listen to nothing else, not a another nothing ever in life. What is that one? 704-227-8780. 704-227-8780.
We'll
start with you, Jessica. What you got?
One. You got one album. The Bible on CD.
The Bible. And so the Lord made the world. It was Adam.
It would be, and I've said this before, it's easy. Jay-Z Unplugged.
The just Jay-Z Unplugged, that's your one.
Yeah.
Of all time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's your one. You couldn't listen to nothing else ever.
Okay. I heard the question, Larry.
I was just making sure. All right, Bert, what you got?
It would have to be, for me, Jay-Z.
What?
That's the Black Album.
The Black Album?
Yeah.
You're one. You're gonna this is the one they gonna bury you with.
Okay, I'll take it back.
You gotta make your mind up, because I don't believe
this. But this is a mixtape. Do mixtapes count?
It's whatever it is. It's whatever. Like, this is
of all time.
And this is surprising.
This is easy. Well, no, I'm going. I'm staying with it. Jay-Z Black Album.
Over Michael Jackson for you? That's surprising.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know you're a huge Michael Jackson fan.
I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan.
And you wouldn't pick a Michael Jackson album, one last album, that this is it for you.
Album?
Like, you're going to listen to on your deathbed.
Man, this is tough.
He heard the question, too. He said Jay-Z. Moving on. Larry, what's your pick?
I take that back. Back to back. That one song album.
Us Jay-Z fans are not here for your flip-flop.
I don't care. Jay-Z now, shut up.
Okay, Shark, DJ Shark, what you got?
This is real easy. The Chronic, Dr. Dre, hands deathbed. Down.
On your deathbed,
man,
this is it.
Hands down, beginning to end, live instruments. He brought the skits back. Come on, man. The Chronic. The Chronic. And if I died twice, the second would be Southern Playlist Outkast. So if I can die twice.
You can't die twice. You only get one. See, black people always want to add stuff.
Absolutely.
So you going Chronic.
Thank you.
You going Chronic top to bottom. This you want on your deathbed.
Man, deathbed. Okay. All the way.
That's what's up.
Repeat.
That's what's up. Give me Jeezy.
We know.
First album, let's get it. Thug Motivation. You can play it 10 million times. Put it in the grave with me. Play it on repeat. As a matter of fact, when I die, play it at my funeral. I want all y'all to pick a Jesus song from the first album, Let's Get It, Thug Motivation 101, and play it. Because when I hit the kitchen lights, y'all ain't ready.
I thought you would have said Master P. The way you be talking about No Limit now.
That was back in the day. I'm Jesus now. Yeah. Give me the snowman, baby. Give me the snowman. Thug Motivation 101.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Look, that album, when he came out of retirement, man
when Jesus dropped that thing, I used to hit the kitchen light. Cockroaches everywhere.
Hova.
Trap or die? Come on, man. You can't. You don't get no better than that top to bottom. It don't get no better than that.
I mean, it does, but that's your opinion.
That's my opinion. 704-227-8780, that one album. You get one. You only get one. Deathbed, they can bury you with it. That's it. You can't listen to nothing else ever in life.
704-227-8780.
You already picked, Burpee. You get to go back to Mike. It's too late.
I can say what I want.
It's too late.
Want to see him? You look good now. You can read. Come on, man.
It's Bo.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right in the 92. Week Family Wednesday. We brought some family in the building. Lot Carolinas is here. We got Susanna. We got Landon. And what in the world is Lot Carolinas?
Least of These Carolinas is a nonprofit that serves children in foster care.
And according to some statistics, there are 11,000 total children in foster care right here in North Carolina, and 600 of them come from Charlotte. It's a lot of kids.
It is a lot of kids.
And I actually know that there was a partnership with some foster kids to go to John C. Smith. That's the school that Larry and I graduated from. So I've actually worked with some foster care kids previously. What exactly does your organization do?
So we serve the children. That's why we exist, to serve them. So, but when we do that, we end up serving foster parents as well. But I was a foster parent. I've adopted two children from foster care. And so I knew coming into it that there were some certain things that these kids don't have that they need. And so one of the largest things they don't have is in a matter of minutes, they're told, pack your bag. And usually they're given a black trash bag and we got to get out of here and you got to go.
Yeah.
Rarely will they be able to come back and get things. And so things get lost. Imagine being told you have to leave and you probably don't pack what you need. And so foster parents get these children on their doorsteps with these black trash bags of things they can't use. Or nothing at all. And so we have what we call a Bag of Hope program, and it's a very large duffel bag, and we have the children's names embroidered on the bag. The difference with our bag is it's very specific to that child. So we've actually talked to the caregiver. Johnny's 5 years old, and he likes Superman and whatever. Mm. And so we're going to make sure that his brand new pajamas and his brand new underwear are Superman. And we're going to make sure that if his favorite color is blue, well, that's what we're going to put his name on that bag in that color. So it's just very specific. We want to make sure that not only that these kids get what they need, but also what they want, because everything has been taken from them. So we'll put a blanket in there. We'll put a stuffed animal in there, anything that will provide them comfort. But then, of course, things like toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, those kind of things are always in those bags as well. So that's just one of the things we do.
We're going to break. But when we come back from break, I know you said you have bags and stuff with the kids' names on it. Do the different organizations or the different foster homes reach out to you, or do you all reach out to them to get in contact with the kids to see what they need? When we get back from break, we want to get that answer from y'all.
All right, we'll find out. We come back. Charlotte's Plug is a Wee Family Wednesday. Talking to Lot Carolinas who take care of foster kids here in Charlotte, America. It's Power 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
We got issues too. You know the struggle is real. If it's a problem, I can think of myself. I call my family to give me some help. Yeah, the struggle is real.
Madhouse Nation, we one big family, and we got Lot Carolinas here inside the Madhouse. They deal with foster care kids. And Burpee, what was your question before we went to break?
My question was, you said you had the bags of hope. Because sometimes kids just, they have to get rushed out when they're going to a family. So I wanted to know, how do you get in contact with the foster care or wherever the children are? How do you get in contact with them, or do they reach out to you to let you know what the kids need?
Early on, that contact would start with DSS, but at this point, the foster parents know who we are, so that's kind of their first call or email is to us saying, hey, I've got a placement coming in, and we usually turn those bags around within a week.
Like Carolinas, at least out of Carolinas, do you feel like the foster care kids are the forgotten kids of the world?
I think they're the invisible kids.
Well, a lot of people don't care about them, kind of forget about them.
Yeah, and what people don't understand is there. If you go to a public school, your kids go to public school, these kids are going to school with your kids. They just don't tell you that because right. they don't want anybody to know.
So,
now you all deal a lot with the kids, but if, and you said that, Suthanne, you said that you are a foster parent.
I was.
You were a foster parent. Do you ever stop being a foster parent? Like,
No. You
always have the kids with you, you know. You carry them in your heart. If there is someone that is out there that is interested in becoming a foster parent, how do they start that process?
Well, I'm happy to talk to anybody anytime, but we have a document. What people don't know is that you can get licensed several different ways. You can go through the county. You can go privately. They don't charge you for this. It's free. The training is free. So you got to start asking those questions and get educated. So stop saying no because it's just too hard or you think you couldn't do it. At least reach out to somebody and ask the question. And then if you can't do it, we understand, but at least like educate yourself because there's all kinds of things that are covered for these children that you think you may have to cover financial wise. Like they're on Medicaid, so you don't have to worry about their medical insurance. And some people just don't know that, but they also don't want to ask that question because so many people say foster parents do it for the money. And that's really probably the case in some instances, but for the most part, that's not what we see. We don't see foster parents that do it for the money. We see some really good foster parents that are just loving on these kids and doing what they need to do for them.
And let me ask you, because I have a friend who's actually been a foster parent for about 17 years. Salute to PMAC is what I call her. And I've watched her, you know, be a foster parent for about 17 years. What is the hardest thing about being a foster parent since you've been one before, Suzanne?
The hardest is the roller coaster ride from when you get that phone call, they move into your house, and then the all in between until they either go home or you adopt them or whatever happens. It's just the court dates. You never know what's going to happen. Is a family member going to pop up? Is somebody going to, you know, it's just a roller coaster of emotions. And I think any foster parent would tell you that. It's just a roller coaster. It's all hard, but I would say for us, just not knowing, I'm kind of a planner and I like to know what's coming ahead. And in foster care, you just don't know.
And you imagine if you're going through that, what the child is going through. You know what I mean? You know, house to house, some of them, or even if they have been in a stable home, you know, like you said, if a family member happens to pop up, now they have to be reacclimated into something else. So imagine what a child is going through. So organization like Lot Carolinas is definitely important to give these children stability.
Now, in addition to bags of hope that you all do for the kids, you all do things like send the kids to camp. You all have a camp for them. You all connect them to some celebrities and support them throughout the school year. But the bags of hope is really big, and you all have a big fundraiser for the bag of hope. And the Madhouse is going to be participating in this. So tell Madhouse Nation a little bit about this.
I'm going to let Landon take this. Hey,
Landon. Hi, Charlotte. That's my daughter's name, by the way.
Good choice on that name. Shout out to Landon. So our event is coming up November 16th, and it is called Charlotte Has Talent. So it's a spinoff on America's Got Talent, and it features local Charlotte celebrities just as yourselves. And we're so excited to have y'all on board. It's going to be at the Booth Playhouse at the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And you can go and buy them through our website as well as through the Bloomingthal Performing Arts website. The goal of this fundraiser is to raise $120,000. And if we raise that, then we'll be able to give every child in Mecklenburg County that's in foster care a bag of hope.
Wow, that's dope.
Wow. Mm.
And, you know, with the economic situation here in Charlotte, it should be easy. Because, you know, Charlotte is a thriving city, and people in Charlotte, we're the number two banking capital in the United States, so definitely a thriving city, so we should be able to come up with that.
Not only that, but I feel like people of Charlotte, especially our listeners, they love to support, and they love to give back. They're really big on community. So who are some of the other people that will be participating in this great event?
So Eric Thomas with the weatherman over at WBTV, he was adopted, so he has a natural investment here. But he'll be playing the piano, and he will have a youth that was in foster care that will be singing with him.
Oh, wow.
So,
yep. And then John Ahrens, another weatherman. I don't know what it is. They're very talented.
Weathermen do have one dancing, and it's crazy. Yeah, go ahead.
But he is going to be doing his impression of...
Frank Sinatra.
Wow. And then Cherry Berry is what everybody knows her of, or the elevator.
The elevator
lady.
Woman.
Yeah.
Everybody's best friend.
Cherry Berry, yeah.
Her name is actually Cherie Berry, but everybody thinks this is so funny, and there's not a huge story to this except for we were on an elevator in Charlotte, and Landon and I looked at her picture and said, I wonder if she would be a part of Charlotte Has Talent.
Wow. Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
Cherry Berry.
That's what I call it.
I promise. Every elevator in North Carolina I've been in, I've seen her name.
You've seen her face and her name.
So we called her up, and she said, I love kids, and especially the ones in foster care, and I want to do this. And so she is doing a 3-minute stand-up comic routine.
I want to see that one.
I want to see this.
The elevator woman is a comedian?
I got to see this. Cherry Berry.
They're actually replacing her, or she's leaving or something, right?
She is.
So we're going to get a new face by 2020.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple more we haven't quite announced yet, and those will be coming out. We've got some celebrity judges that'll be joining us for that. We've got Brad Panovich, who another weatherman, and then Marcus Smith that is up there in Speedway. So right now, and we just kind of keep announcing.
And we got the madhouse, and we don't know what we're doing.
We do. We got an idea.
Ain't finalized.
Yeah, we're not playing the piano. We ain't doing no comedy, and we ain't singing.
We're gonna be on stage.
I'm excited about our plan. I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited. This is gonna work.
Okay.
So how do because each person participating supposed to raise some money, so they can go. Y'all have a page created for us. How do they go to our page to donate money to specifically to the madhouse?
So absolutely. So go to our website lotcarolinas.com. And there across, we have like a banner that scrolls through, and you'll see the Charlotte Has Talent, and it'll direct you to the page and to a contestants. They'll click on y'all's photo, and it will take them to the voting page, and they can vote and show their support through donations. They can leave a message and give y'all a shout out, as well as y'all can give them a shout out as well. So we have set a goal for each contestant, so y'all as a whole, for
$10,000. Let me see. Divided by 3 or 4.
That's a lot. We got it.
We got 5 people total. So that's $2,000 a piece.
We got it.
Yeah, we got it.
I believe in y'all. We got it.
We got it. Madhouse Ladies go show up for us.
Yep. Yeah, come on, nosy neighbor.
And the link will be live throughout from today on all the way until the day of the event. So show your support to these guys and donate.
There it is. All right, man. Madhouse Nation, like Kelly. And y'all have a big camp or something going on this weekend.
Yes. So Bridge Camp starts on Friday. We have kids coming from the coast. We have about 140 kids that we are going to introduce summer camp to. Some of them are returning, but some of them it's their first time. This is just one of the many things that I think that folks take for granted, is that you go to camp because that's what you do, but a lot of these kids don't have that opportunity. And so this camp, we charge them $10 just to make sure they're coming. That's a registration fee, but it cost us about $250 per camper. Mm-hmm. But we're excited. We got some celebrities actually from Charlotte Has Talent that's going to come out there and spend some time with these kids. And we're just going to love on these kids and show them that they're not invisible to us and they don't need to be invisible anymore.
It's sleepaway camp?
It is sleepaway.
Oh, my goodness. I used to love sleepaway camp. Oh, so much fun.
That's what
fun.
You used to call it, sleepaway camp?
Yes.
Okay.
So much fun.
Are there any volunteer opportunities with like Carolinas, and how can people volunteer and follow?
There are always volunteer opportunities, and the best thing to do, again, is to go to our website, and there's a tab if you want to get involved and fill out that kind of mini volunteer application, and somebody will be in contact with you. Our kind of mantra around Least of These Carolinas is everybody can do something. So find out what that something is. We'll plug you in.
Well, appreciate y'all stopping in the Madhouse, and we'll see y'all in November.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Charlotte's plug.
Goodwill is your
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what it is. It's that Lizzo Truth Hurts. And it's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Okay, let's meet today's contestant.
This is Deshaun. What's going on?
Deshaun, where
Hi,
you from? Where you
up,
from?
Though?
Where you from, son?
It's Buffalo. It's Buffalo in the house.
Oh, upstate New York,
Buffalo,
son?
Buffalo, New York.
That's what's up, man. We're going to play Black Smart, son. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, son,
Larry,
you're going to be Black Smart. But, son, if you don't, son, we need that black card, all right? All right, God?
I got
it.
What is this, 97?
All right, son. I'm going to kick it off for you, son. You from upstate. You got to get this one, son, all right? You ready?
All right. Go ahead.
You know what you got to tell me, yo? You got to tell me the name of Wu-Tang's first album, son.
Ooh. I wasn't the big Wu-Tang.
You from upstate, son? How you not? You know what, God?
He from upstate.
You know what, God?
Was Drake's first album. He's from Canada. Buffalo's near Canada.
But he's from New York. All the New York gods know you got
to. They don't give us no respect, no way.
Wu-Tang, that's the Bible, son. It was the Bible, son.
These kids don't know about no damn Wu-Tang. Well,
yeah, I ain't got the Wu-Tang. I don't know Wu-Tang's first album.
That's what he getting, son.
No.
He missed it, yo.
Well, in my regular voice, I need you to tell me.
I came down to Charlotte in 04, man.
I need you to tell me three things people yell out when a fight break out.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay, you got ooh. Scream.
Huh?
Scream.
Three things
that somebody yell out when somebody fighting, you said?
Yeah, when a fight breaks out.
Come on, son.
When somebody fighting, you got ooh, and damn, well, fight.
Yeah, son.
Yo, also, don't fight in Canada. What are y'all doing?
That's a lie, ma. They got a boxer from Canada, yo. They got a boxer from Canada, yo.
It's not a street fight. It don't matter. You boxer.
Whether you box in a street fight, you still yell stuff out.
Why
ain't that
are you
right?
Talking like that?
So is he Black Smart?
No God, no.
Hell no.
No God. To the
no,
yo.
No.
Are you dumb?
To the no, listen.
Are you dumb? I need that Remy beat. Hey, if you think you can win on Black Smart, you got to answer my question and Burby's question. And yes, you can be Black Smart. You can go see who is the Joy Badass
and the Flatbush Zombies.
570 WPEG.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.